My little brother, Tommy, he made everyone who was in front of him feel like they were the one he loved the most. But in reality, I was the one he loved the most. A couple of weeks ago, Buncey and I came down from Michigan. We just knew that we needed to get here. And I think we had him with Colleen and Carol on what was probably his last really good day. And we had a very good conversation. He told us some of the things that he learned. He shared some of his wisdom. We asked him questions. We listened to what he had learned on his journey. And he was so good at sharing that with his musings that he shared with everybody. He was good at that even before he was sick, with all the songs that he wrote. And with all of he was just so gifted in expressing love in so many ways. And the thing that I left with, the thing that has really already changed how I view the world, you know, every encounter we have with every human changes how we view the world just a little bit. And some people change it this much, and some change it this much. And Tommy changed it this much. And what he said to me, he said, I think the thing I learned the most is I've planned my life out. I've thought of all the things that I wanted to do. I've thought of this and that. And he says, now I have this gift. I let the day come to me. And I thought, holy macaroni and cheese. Let the day come to me. Let the day come to you, and greet it with all the love that we got from him, and greet it with all of the wonder and all of the pain and all of the everything. Let the day come to you. Hum-ba-da-da. Hum-ba-da-da.